next on the 5 o'clock report.
Good riddance, Mr. Trump.
The president's agenda is working.
The seventh biggest economy in the world is like a third world country.
We're talking roofs torn off, garages torn to shreds.
Just unbelievable the way I feel about this place.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Lots to get to. Let's dig in. Governor Cuomo today declaring a dozen counties disaster zones due to flooding and wind damage from last night. Power crews still working to get the lights back on.
You can't stop Mother Nature. Mother Nature is going to come whether you like it or not.
Hundreds of thousands still powerless in New York and Pennsylvania after storms pummeled places from Williamsville to Williamsport.
We're talking roofs torn off, garages torn to shreds, trees strewn all over the road.
Reporter Mike Doherty describing the scene north of Philly where a tornado touched down with 135 mile per hour winds. Erie County, New York executive Mark Poloncarz says it could be days before power is restored.
There's a number of roads that are closed in Erie County, and unfortunately we cannot remove trees on the roads if there's downed power lines that are active.
Mudslides closing roads near Cortland and Bradford County, Pennsylvania. A man near Utica killed last night after being swept away by raging floodwaters. Fire-weary firefighters finally getting a break in the weather in California, although another wind-whipped fire chased thousands from their homes today north of L.A.
This is the latest fire that Southern California fire crews are dealing with. It's burning acreage here in Santa Paula, just north of L.A. It's still an active fire, but not expanding that much. The troublesome Santa Ana winds were much stronger last night when the fire began. The winds are greatly reduced today, and tonight, the red flag warnings in Southern California may finally be lifted.
Correspondent Steve Futterman, California Governor Gavin Newsom blames the fires on climate change and capitalism.
It's more than just climate change, and it is climate change, but it's more than that. It's about dog-eat-dog capitalism meeting climate change. It's about corporate greed meeting climate change.
But New York Post columnist Miranda Devine says liberal environmental policies are to blame.
They treat every tree as sacred. Every tree has to stay, so they all get sickly. There's so much fuel on the ground, they become these incredible explosive fires instead of just going through, right, as every wildfire expert does, and burn it regularly to keep it under control. Okay. So you've got the largest state in the country, the seventh biggest economy in the world is like a third world country, and it's a blame.
Devine says the amount of carbon emissions from the California wildfires exceeds that of the entire state for the entire year. A record 158 million Americans have jobs today, and although October's unemployment rate ticked up some, the number of jobs added to payrolls exceeded Wall Street estimates. Economist Joel Narrow.
When we take a look at this report, we see that over the last 3 months, the economy's been adding workers at a really solid pace, and that's something that we really didn't think was happening. So this really changes the outlook as far as the economy is concerned.
The October jobless rate, 3.6%. Stephanie Grisham is the chief spokeswoman for President Trump.
And since he's taken office, we've added almost 7 million jobs to this country. So despite the stupid impeachment scam from these Democrats, the president's agenda is working.
Mr. Trump hosts a primetime rally in Mississippi tonight where he's expected to have much to say about the impeachment inquiry now underway on Capitol Hill. The president says he may go directly to the American people with his version of events regarding that phone call with Ukraine.
In an interview with the Washington Examiner, the president said he feels so strongly that the conversation he had with Volodymyr Zelensky was perfect that he might read the summary of the call on television in a sort of fireside chat type address. The White House press secretary says it might actually happen.
Correspondent Stephen Portnoy, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will be speaking at a Democratic Party fundraiser tonight in Harrisburg. Pelosi says Democrats are employing perhaps their largest ground game ever in Pennsylvania ahead of next year's all-important election. Democratic presidential frontrunner Elizabeth Warren went public today with a $52 trillion Medicare for All plan.
It rests on the idea of taking away people's existing health insurance. A lot of Americans, most Americans, are insured through work, right? Taking away people's private insurance, forcing them on to Medicare is not something that Americans are going to want.
Conservative columnist Chris Steirewall. Time to fall back this weekend. Experts say when you do turn those clocks back 1 hour tomorrow night, make sure to check the batteries in your smoke detector.
It's critical that twice a year when we change the clocks, that everybody take a few extra moments to change the batteries in their smoke detectors, regardless of whether they think those batteries are still powered up or not.
New York firefighter John D'Alessandro. Reporter Lisa G has more on how to acclimate your body to the time change.
On NBC's Today Show, Dr. Mehmet Oz said even though we're getting an extra hour of sleep, we should start going to sleep later Saturday night.
The reason you do that is because you want the whole family, kids included, to shift back to the new clock so they get up at the right time in the morning.
Dr. Oz also says people should use light therapy lamps because there's less daylight during the winter months and the lamps help ward off depression. Lisa G., New York.
Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, the president's residence, power outage update, and retro toys back at McDonald's.
Hi, I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your family life weather forecast. The call for tonight, skies partially clearing, but there'll still be a couple of lake effect flurries and sprinkles east to northeast of Lake Erie, low temperatures, 20s and low 30s. For tomorrow, pretty sunny day in eastern Pennsylvania. More clouds elsewhere with a light shower of rain or wet snow. Parts of western New York, high temps in the 40s. Now, let's keep an eye on Saturday night into Sunday in the western Twin Tiers. Snow accumulations are likely. Otherwise, on Sunday, it's rather cloudy and chilly, couple sprinkles and flurries. High temperatures in the 40s.
All right, Kevin, recapping our top story, utility crews hard at work restoring power after the wind and rainstorms last night. John Hitchcock at the National Weather Service.
Reported gusts of between 60 and 65 miles per hour. The highest gust I've seen so far is 65 miles per hour near the Buffalo Coast Guard, right on the Lake Erie shore. It's been since last winter since we've seen widespread winds such as this.
A 250,000 people still without power in New York and Pennsylvania. Erie County, New York Executive Mark Poloncarz.
It could take more than 24 hours for some power to be restored.
National Grid spokesman Dave Bertola.
Our crews work through the night and in the dark, and they're out there doing everything they can to help everybody out.
He says the wind combined with the wet proved especially taxing on trees and power lines.
It's a combination of trees falling into wires and then wires falling out of the ground.
NYSEG's Trish Nelson says utility crews from across the Northeast are assisting in the power restoration efforts.
We've been bringing in crews from New England, from Pennsylvania, and also across the border in Canada.
Another 200 National Guard troops dispatched today to assist in storm recovery efforts. 24 fire departments from 4 Pennsylvania counties responding to a massive blaze today at the Pocono Manor Resort and Spa in Monroe County. Carly Hayes works there.
This place means the world to me. I loved coming here every day. The people, the place, it's just unbelievable the way I feel about this place.
More, the resort was built in 1902 and was recently named to the National Registry of Historic Places. Pro-family forces condemning an effort in Pennsylvania that would ban gay conversion therapy. Democrats called it a form of child abuse.
The type of abuse they describe, the horror stories, those either don't exist or they're already prohibited by certain law. So what we're talking about is free speech and the freedom of a child or even the parents of a child to choose the type of counseling that they want.
Tom Shaheen is with the Pennsylvania Family Institute. The war of words between President Trump and New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo on full display again today. Mr. Trump tweeting that despite paying millions of dollars in taxes in New York, state leaders have treated him unfairly. So after he leaves the White House, he's moving to Florida. Governor Cuomo had a response this afternoon.
He may have been a New Yorker in name, but he never represented the New York spirit. So I say, good riddance to Mr. Trump.
The president says he will make his Mar-a-Lago estate his primary residence once he leaves Washington. Two Pennsylvania politicians have proposed a bill to pay college athletes in the Keystone State. It's called the PA Fair Pay to Play Act. And Democrat Dan Miller says it's long overdue.
It's about making sure that they have the abilities to capitalize on their God-given strengths and to treat our college athletes like we treat any 18 to 22 or 20. 23-year-old, allow them to make contracts as they can.
The House measure allows college athletes to earn endorsement deals. Democrat Ed Gainey says if coaches and athletic directors are getting paid, athletes should too.
The only one that's not getting any type of incentive, not getting any type of pay, are these college athletes. So when you think about it, and you think about all the money that they make, universities and corporations, it's time to make the playing field fair and equitable.
Earlier this week, the NCAA voted to allow college athletes to cash in on endorsement deals. A newly enacted law to modernize the way Pennsylvania votes includes money to bolster census efforts.
Legislation signed by Governor Tom Wolf authorizes up to $4 million to help ensure a complete and accurate 2020 census count in Pennsylvania. Wolf's office says Pennsylvania would lose almost $2,100 a year in federal aid for each person who isn't counted, and some states are devoting money to the cause. Terry Diener, Family Life News.
Early voting ends this Sunday in New York. So far, local election officials pleased with the turnout, but critics say it'll hurt Republicans in a very Democrat-friendly state.
At the end of the day, you're going to see a whole lot more Democrats voting than Republicans. Republicans tend to rally around the day as a patriotic duty to vote on that day, whereas Democrats think of it as an opportunity to vote over several days to get college students and others to participate.
Jason McGuire of New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms. Your nightly market report next, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks rose sharply today as investor sentiment got a lift from much stronger than expected U.S. jobs data. The Dow was up 301 points, the Nasdaq rose 94, and the S&P 500 gained 29. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thanks, Dave. This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
With a biblical look at your money, here's Rob West.
Christians often ask, is retirement biblical? The truth is, it's not. Not as most people think of retirement today. The Lord ordained work before the fall, putting Adam to work in the Garden of Eden. God is our true boss, and the Bible nowhere says we're to save so one day we can live a life of leisure. Your calling doesn't have an expiration date. Numbers 8:25 records the only mention of retirement, God commanding the Levites to cease their temple labors at age 50. But we're not Levites. Yes, we save for retirement, meaning a time when we're no longer able to work. But an even better reason is so we'll have resources to serve God more fully in our later years.
And we can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you visit us online at moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
The Bills hope to get back in the win column this weekend. Sonny's got your drive home sports.
Yeah, Bills had 5-2 on the year, and Frank Gore needs just 100 yards to pass Barry Sanders for third all time on the rushing list. Redskins 1-7. Rookie quarterback Dwayne Hoskins will probably get the start. In Philadelphia, the Eagles hosting the Bears. Chicago struggling at 3-4. The Eagles feeling good after crushing the Bills last week. They're at 4-4. Adam Gase returning to Miami to play his former team with his current team, the New York Jets. Both teams, forgetful seasons. Dolphins winless 0-8. Gase and the Jets are 1-7. Jacoby Brissett and the Colts look to make it 4 wins in a row when they take on the Steelers Sunday in Pittsburgh. Indianapolis 5-2. Steelers have won 2 straight to improve to 3-4. Browns and Broncos meet Sunday in Denver. Cleveland have lost 3 in a row. Ouch. They're 2-5. Denver 2-6. No Joe Flacco, who's out for the rest of the year. Big Blue playing Monday against Dallas. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Dolphiette.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Well, it certainly is looking and feeling the part of November. The winds are down, but the cold air is in place, and it will mean some lake-effect snow for a few of us this weekend, while everybody else deals with lots of clouds and limited sunshine by and large. The call for tonight, skies partially clearing, but there'll still be a couple of lake-effect flurries and sprinkles east and northeast of Lake Erie, low temperatures, 20s and low 30s. For tomorrow, pretty sunny day in eastern Pennsylvania. More clouds elsewhere with a light shower of rain or wet snow. Parts of western New York, high temps in the 40s. Now, let's keep an eye on Saturday night into Sunday in the western Twin Tiers. I'm talking about parts of Chautauqua, Cattaraugus counties in New York, parts of Erie, Northern, Warren, and Pennsylvania. Snow accumulations are likely Saturday night, Sunday, including Jamestown and Olean. Otherwise, on Sunday, it's rather cloudy and chilly, couple sprinkles and flurries. High temperatures in the 40s.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much. 5 at 5, McDonald's bringing back some retro Happy Meal toys to celebrate an important anniversary at the Golden Arches. They include Hello Kitty, My Little Pony, and my favorite, Power Rangers.
The Happy Meal turns 40 this year, and to celebrate, the fast food chain is including 17 retro toys from the past 4 decades. Other fan favorites include the Cowboy McNugget, Grimace, Hamburglar, and Furby. The surprise Happy Meals will only be offered for 4 days, starting November the 7th.
So stock up now on those stocking stuffers. It's a great way, you know. Go ahead and get all those, because the retro thing is back. I love the Furby, by the way.
Okay.
Because it didn't have any instructions. Some of those other ones, it's like the parts didn't fit. It was just really frustrating putting those toys together for a three-year-old.
For a three-year-old or for yourself? Happy Friday.
The truth is out.